This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're about to be in that in-between season for resort towns, winding down summer at the beach, too early for winter in the mountains. For business owners in both of those places, though, peak tourist season means they often need to hire more staff, double it sometimes. But the high cost of housing means the ski bums and college kids who often fill those jobs can't make ends meet. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan has that story.
It's mid-morning at a campsite just outside of Jackson, Wyoming, and Kristen Johnson is setting up her camp stove for a cup of coffee before work.
Came with the van.
Johnson works in town as a cocktail waitress, but her home is this old Econoline van. She says she's always looking for a place, but with a housing budget of $650 a month,
there's options that come up, but most of the time they're too expensive.
And even if Johnson found a place she could afford, there's no guarantee she could keep it.
I've had a lot of friends moved out of their places because the landlord wants to up rent now because there's such a high need.
Struggling to find a room is pretty common in Western resort towns like Jackson, Sun Valley, and Aspen. But lately, a stronger economy and the popularity of house-sharing sites like Airbnb have made finding a place almost impossible. That's created problems for local business owners like Chris Hansen.
Friday tends to be our busiest day of the week, year-round. This time of year, it's like that every day.
Hansen is the owner of Caldera's, a little pizza joint right in the heart of Jackson. He came west as a ski bum after college in the 90s, and he says that when he's needed to grow his staff over the summer, he used to rely on college kids. But lately, that's been difficult.
Anytime somebody gets in touch with me who's not here already, I'll always tell them, or I'll ask them rather, do you have housing right now? And if the answer is no, then my answer is, well, come see me when you've got housing.
This summer, Hansen says he's hiring fewer kids from college and more kids from places like this.
Moldova, Republic of Moldova. It's a little tiny small country between Romania and Ukraine.
That's Nina Maiko, one of Chris Hansen's top servers this summer. To be fair, she's a college student, too. That's why she was able to qualify for the J-1 visa program, which brings international college students to the U.S. to work for a season. J-1 students' contracts almost always include housing. Good news for Maiko, who says she loves getting to work in the States, even if waiting tables here is a little different than in her home country.
There's like, you don't even introduce yourself. Hi, what do you like? Okay, bye. Shh, boom. Pack, pack, pack. You're done. Here, you kind of have a dialogue because it's in your interest, you know? Otherwise, you're not going to make money.
So we're seeing that the resorts, they love these students because they're very eager to come here.
Robin Lerner helps oversee the J-1 visa exchange program at the State Department. She says the reason you usually see Eastern Europeans when you're checking out at the grocery store or grabbing a drink is because their summer break generally aligns with ours. Lerner says the J-1 program is here to stay.
Any place where you have one season, is you're going to see such a need that it goes beyond what can be fulfilled through the local population.
Starts up like a champ.
Back at her campsite, Kristen Johnson is packed up and ready for work. She says that car camping is okay for now, but it isn't really a choice.
If I just decide I don't want to do it anymore, tough luck. I don't really have another option other than leaving.
And Johnson says she might not come back next year. That would leave one really great summer job open, if you can find a place to stay. In Jackson, Wyoming, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.